This is the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, your voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, here's your host, Family Research Council President, Tony Perkins.
Hello and welcome to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. So glad to have you along with us this weekend. Coming up, Congress was out this week, but speculation over the future of the House leadership continued throughout the week. And Planned Parenthood, in a surprise announcement, they said they would no longer be seeking reimbursement for baby body parts. Well, that drew responses from members of Congress. We'll talk about that with the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Congressman Jason Chaffetz. That's coming up. Also, the first Democratic presidential debate took place this week. We'll talk about that as well. To find out more about today's topics and our guests, go to TonyPerkins.com and you can find out more. Also, if you're on Twitter, it's at T Perkins. All right, again, that website, TonyPerkins.com. By the way, if you go there, be sure and sign up for our alerts. It keeps you up to date on what is happening and makes you the first to know what action steps you can take when it comes to defending faith, family, and freedom. All right, as I mentioned, the fallout from the Center for Medical Progress in their undercover videos, which showed senior-level Planned Parenthood officials callously discussing abortion procedures and casual conversations over lunch and the selling of baby body parts. Well, various committees in Congress have convened investigations into Planned Parenthood and this sale of aborted children's body parts. We've got a select committee coming together, a lot of activity. And during these congressional hearings looking into Planned Parenthood's practices, Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, and other pro-abortion advocates kept saying that what was revealed in these undercover videos was completely legal. And so were the payments that the abortion organizations received in relation to these baby body parts. Well, in fact, Richards actually said that they were very proud of their work. Well, news broke earlier this week that suggests that things may have changed. Planned Parenthood announced it would no longer be accepting payments for aborted baby organs that they're involved in harvesting. Now, are they simply trying to shake Congress off their tail and divert attention elsewhere? Are they concerned about what an investigation might lead to? Joining me now to help answer those questions is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Jason, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, were you surprised by the news from Planned Parenthood this week?
I was surprised. I think it's also very revealing. You know, Congressman Jim Jordan pointed out that when the video issue first came up, the president, Cecile Richards, she actually apologized.
Right.
And he was trying to figure out what she apologized for. And now we move forward, and, you know, earlier this week, they voluntarily suggest that they're not going to accept payments anymore because it would be illegal to profit from doing such a thing. And I think that further shows that we were going down a path and will continue to go down a path, diving into the finances of what actually happened at Planned Parenthood. And it was a move I was glad to see. It is a step forward, but this committee and Congress will continue to investigate.
Now, Congressman Chaffetz, your committee, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, now your purpose and the jurisdiction within your committee is to look at the financial aspects in terms of the government money going to Planned Parenthood, correct?
Well, what's nice about Oversight and Government Reform is there's no bounds to our jurisdiction. I do have subpoena authority. In fact, I subpoenaed all the videos. Remember, there was a temporary restraining order issued out of California that would not allow the release of a lot of these videos. Democrats have thrown out that these videos were doctored or somehow edited inappropriately. Well, the only way to get to the truth of that is to actually get all the videos. So now, in a bipartisan way, those videos are available for members of Congress and the staff to go through them. And they're literally thousands of hours of raw tape. So we'll look at that. But our committee is also very focused on the finances of Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the finances, and we talk about these, the harvesting of organs from these aborted babies, Planned Parenthood, actually, they have middlemen that come in and actually do this transfer of, you know, getting the bodies, the parts from Planned Parenthood in these various clinics. It causes you to ask the question, what actual expenses do they have, since they're not the ones that are actually dealing in these parts? They have the babies, and it was really the focus of these videos were these kind of the middlemen that were asking about how they could adjust their practices so they could get the best parts. I guess my bottom line is, just how much expense would Planned Parenthood have in this that would justify reimbursement?
Don't yet know the answer to that. It's kind of a sick, disgusting conversation to even have. But at the macro level, Tony, we have an organization that collects about $1.3 billion in rough terms. That's about $127 million more than their expenses. They funnel a lot of this money to overseas. They put some of that money into political organizations. They have a lot of shared services with, again, Democratic-leaning organizations to get out the vote and do things like that. We are still more at the beginning of this investigation rather than the end of it, and I can't tell you for certain which dollars flow to which organizations and how. I think that's a big question, because of the $1.3 billion, over or more than $500 million comes from government entities, right, in forms of reimbursement. And that needs to be dissected much, much more thoroughly.
And that is the focus? You will continue to look at that?
That is one of the focuses Oversight and Government Reform is going to look at. The select committee that will be in Energy and Commerce, they will name a panel, and they will investigate what is also happening and how this happens. Hopefully there's not a lot of overlap, but we really think you got to get to the finances to figure out how this whole thing is funded and continues to grow and expand.
You're listening to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. Glad to have you along this weekend. My guest in this first segment, Congressman Jason Chaffetz. He is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which recently had the hearing regarding Planned Parenthood, and the president, Cecile Richards, testified before his committee. Congressman, pro-abortion members of Congress have been quoting you out of context in the wake of this announcement by Planned Parenthood that they would no longer be taking reimbursements for these baby body parts. They've taken you out of context, saying that you found Planned Parenthood was not guilty of any wrongdoing financially. As you just mentioned a moment ago, and I want to give you a chance to set the record straight, this investigation is just beginning. It hasn't ended.
Yeah, we haven't come to any conclusions yet. We're investigating. They wanted to know if I could point to something specifically where there was an illegal financial transaction. I have not. Doesn't mean that won't happen. There's obviously a lot of suspicion in that you have multiple groups and committees within Congress doing investigations. That's why we do these investigations.
Right. It'd be premature to come to a conclusion.
And they're going
to
continue. Yeah. I've been crystal clear. We are not done. We will continue.
Yeah, I would think it'd be premature to come to some conclusion because you're still gathering the evidence. I mean, there's some information that still has not yet come in.
Well, I just look at the change that happened in the last couple of days. I mean, that's a whole other fact pattern and set of assumptions that need to be brought into this. And remember, this is something that is highly suspicious. That's why we're looking at it. But we're not at the conclusion yet. For them to erroneously claim that there's nothing there, obviously there is something here. That's why we continue to look at it.
So just to be very clear, Congressman, the announcement by Planned Parenthood that they're no longer going to accept money in exchange for these aborted baby organs, that has no bearing whatsoever on the congressional investigations into the nation's largest abortion provider.
Correct. I'm glad to see them make that move. They said it's a minuscule amount of money, but when you're going to take more than $500 million from taxpayers, we're going to have a look, and a very thorough look, and that is but one of the things that we're going to continue to look at. Whether or not they've given it up, and they're giving up that, I think is a good move. I appreciate that, but doesn't excuse what's maybe happened in the past. We have to go back and look at that as well.
And I would think, Congressman, this also brings up a bigger issue, as we've now seen kind of the curtain pulled back on the abortion industry and this trafficking, if you will, in baby body parts, is whether or not this is something we really want to be known for as a nation. I think Carly Fiorina in the last presidential debate really, I think, put a fine point on this when she said, you know, this is about the character of a nation. Is this how we want to be seen when it comes to unborn children, that we're, you know, we're parting them out as if they were a stolen car at a chop shop?
Yeah, she was, look, I think Jim Jordan made a good point, a repetitive point, in saying, what is it that you apologize for? You know, because when this first happened, the president of Planned Parenthood, she apologized. But I'm still trying to figure out why and what it is she did apologize for. She said it was because they were talking about medical procedures, not in a medical office or something to that effect. But again, we intend to get to the facts. We have the ability to issue subpoenas. Planned Parenthood, to their credit, has been fairly cooperative at this point, and but we're still looking, and we're more at the beginning rather than at the end.
Again, you're listening to Washington Watch, the weekend edition. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. My guest in this first segment, Congressman Jason Chaffetz. He is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He is from the state of Utah. Congressman, before I let you go, you know, this past week, Congress was out, back home working in their districts, some traveling, doing various congressional duties overseas and such. As Congress returns this week, what's top on the agenda?
Well, we've got to get our leadership team put in place with the resignation of John Boehner, and then no longer Kevin McCarthy running for the speakership. You know, that continues to be a topic. I've had my name in the toss my hat in the ring. We'll see what happens there. But that is, you know, between that and Iran and all the funding issues and the upcoming debt ceiling, we have a very full plate between now and Christmas time.
Well, let me ask you before I let you go, Congressman, about the leadership race. I know that you are one of a few names that has been put forth, Daniel Webster being another one. I understand at the end of the week, I was hearing Bill Flores was talking about from Texas about being a potential candidate. Do you think that the Republicans can coalesce, come together, and come behind a leader that can move this Congress forward, and still at the same time be willing to more aggressively challenge the policies of this administration, which is really what I think got John Boehner in trouble, is that the conservatives, both on the inside and out, were looking for a more aggressive stand from this Republican Congress?
Yeah, no doubt. We didn't come here to perpetuate the status quo. People need a fresh start. We're having that now. We have a lot of talent within the Republican tent here, and we have vigorous debates about what our future should look like. That'll, you know, play itself out over the next 2 weeks, a week and a half or so. But that's a healthy part of the process, and then I do think we will come out more united. And certainly, I think whoever takes that top spot knows we're going to have to take the fight to the president, to the Senate, quite frankly, and make our case better to the American people and what we're doing, what we stand for, why we believe in conservative principles, and why we think we're, you know, in a better position to help move this country forward than certainly in comparison to President Barack Obama. So that's what it's all about, but I think it's a healthy part of the process, and we'll keep marching forward.
Well, Congressman Chaffetz, this is redundant to you. You are, I'm sure, aware of this, but I'll just, for the benefit of our listeners and those that I speak to across the country, there's not an expectation that the Republicans will win every battle that they fight, but there is an expectation that they will fight for those things that they campaigned on that are important, those principles.
And
that's what they're looking for those that are willing to run into this battle and fight for the things they believe in.
Exactly. And we better do that, or the public will make the change for us. So I hear you, and I think most of our members hear that, and that's what we intend to do.
All right. Congressman Jason Chaffetz, thanks so much for taking time out this weekend to visit with us.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Congressman Jason Chaffetz, you can find out more by going to the website, TonyPerkins.com, and follow the links over. A good guy. As I told you, we only have the good guys here on this program. But anyway, find out more. Go to the website, TonyPerkins.com, and follow the links over. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the first Democratic presidential primary debate. Very enlightening. I think every American should be forced to sit down and watch that, because then you'll have an understanding of what is at stake in this next election. We're going to talk about that when we come back here on the weekend edition of Washington Watch. Don't go away. Fear not. If you've read the Bible, you've read those words. But have you ever paused to meditate upon their meaning? In almost every case where God spoke those words, it preceded something extraordinary being done through ordinary people. God told people like Abraham, Gideon, and the apostles to reject their fears because fear holds us back from experiencing all that God wants to do in us and through us. We can't operate in fear and in faith. Faith says advance, fear says retreat. Do you want to know how to live with no fear? That's the focus of my new book, No Fear: Real Stories of a Courageous New Generation Standing for Truth. You'll be inspired and hopefully challenged by the real-life stories of young people who are standing up for Jesus in an increasingly hostile culture. You'll also read the biblical accounts of those who stood for God in their day and learn how to stand in a way that honors Christ. Learn to live with a holy reverence for God, and you'll have no fear of man. For more information, go to TonyPerkins.com. Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. The website, TonyPerkins.com. Find out more about today's topics. Also, you can sign up for our daily email and our alerts, which keep you informed as to what's happening here in our nation's capital as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. Also, it's not too early to do your Christmas shopping. My book that just came out a couple of weeks ago, No Fear, Real Stories of a Courageous New Generation Standing for Truth. Hey, this is a great gift for young people, kids, grandkids, challenging book, profiles of about a dozen young people, mostly millennials, who have stood up for their faith. It will, and it has biblical figures in each chapter, talks about their stand for faith, laying out the biblical foundation for how and why we should stand as Christians in this day. Again, the title, No Fear, Real Stories of a Courageous New Generation Standing for Truth. You can either order it online or get it at a bookstore near you. But this makes a great, great gift for the young people in your lives. All right, this past week was the first Democratic presidential primary debate. Now, I don't know if you watched it. I'm not voting for any of those guys, so I don't need to watch it. I think you should. It's very informative, shocking, but informative. Kind of shows us the options that are before us. And we need to be informed citizens, not just informed about what the various Republican candidates are saying. Although I will tell you, I felt much better about the Republican candidates after watching the Democratic candidates. I know that's a partisan statement, but it's a true statement. I got a couple of clips I want to play for you, because let me just give you my raw impressions of the Democratic debate. It was like a progressive fire sale. They were trying to outdo one another in terms of what they were going to give away. I was literally shocked by just how blatant they were in this headlong dash into socialism. Now, here's Hillary Clinton. She was talking about basically the Republicans being naysayers when it comes to more government programs. Listen to this and we'll talk about it.
It's always the Republicans or their sympathizers who say you can't have paid leave, you can't provide health care. They don't mind having big government to interfere with a woman's right to choose and to try to take down Planned Parenthood. They're fine with big government when it comes to that. I'm sick of it. You know, we can do these things. We should not be paralyzed. We should not be paralyzed by the Republicans and their constant refrain, big government this, big government that, except for what they want to impose on the American people. I know we can afford it because we're going to make the wealthy pay for it. That is the way to get it done.
Well, at least they're honest. All right, I give them that, at least on this one point. How are they going to do it? How are they going to do all these government programs? I mean, Bernie Sanders, we're going to hear a clip from him in a moment. I mean, he wants free college tuition at every public university and college in America. Yeah, you heard me right. That's exactly what he said. I mean, how in the world are you going to pay for that? Well, you're going to stick it to the wealthy. Well, who's the wealthy? You might be thinking it's the guy down the street. It's got the two cars, the boat. No, it would be you. That's what they're talking about. Those who have a job, those who are working, those who pay taxes, you're going to pay for this. But let me address something here from what she had to say, because she goes after this Planned Parenthood. That's a buzzword for the left. All right, the big government, Republicans are about big government trying to shut down Planned Parenthood. No, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get Planned Parenthood out of the government trough. Planned Parenthood, about a $1.3 billion organization, which turns a profit every year, which is quite amazing for a nonprofit, they do so with over a half billion dollars of your money. And so what the Republicans are simply saying, they're not trying to shut down Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's free to operate, but they shouldn't be able to do so with your money. That's what the Republicans have been doing. But again, they have all of these huge programs. And how they're going to do it? We're going to get the wealthy to pay for it. Now, here's a clip of Bernie Sanders, who says he's right there. He's a socialist. And what was interesting about that and how they're trying to outdo one another in terms of their liberalism, Clinton was asked, are you a moderate or progressive? I'm a progressive. Meaning, look, I'm for big government. And that was fully on display this week. All right, let's listen to this clip from Bernie Sanders from this week's Democratic presidential primary debate.
I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
The reference there to the emails was a question was asked about Hillary Clinton and the emails. And he interrupted and said, I'm sick and tired of hearing about these blank emails. And then he goes into his, basically his laundry list of those things that he is proposing to give away. But what's interesting here, folks, and I don't want you to miss this, because they talk about the collapsing middle class, 27 million people living in poverty, massive income inequality, trade policies that have cost us millions of decent jobs. What kind of government have we had in the last 7 years? We've had liberal, progressive policies of Barack Obama. And they're not only promising more of the same, they're promising that type of government on steroids. Listen to what they are saying. All right? I'm just saying, you need to be an informed voter when you vote. Now, I'm not endorsing any candidate, any party. I'm just saying, as an informed citizen, as a Christian, you need to listen to what people are saying. And this effort to make us more dependent as a nation upon big government. I mean, as I said, Bernie Sanders wants health care, universal health care, single-payer system, free college tuition at every public university and college in America. In fact, experts running the numbers said that his proposals would cost $18 trillion over the next 10 years, over a 10-year period. How can we afford that? We're a nation. I mean, we have $18 trillion in debt right now. When you start soaking the rich, i.e. those who have jobs and work and pay taxes, At some point in time, they're going to be discouraged and they're going to quit working. And then you have more debt spending until finally you just have an implosion. Folks, it is extremely important that we be informed, active citizens. And I want to encourage you to be sure that you are registered and you're voting. And vote for the candidates that best represent biblical truth and principles. I want to mention one other thing that came up in the debate, and this was another non-truth, be kind. And that was this push, and this is kind of this libertarian bent of legalizing marijuana. And both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders says, you know, look, our prisons are filled with people who are users of marijuana, that we just need to legalize it so we can empty out our prisons. Folks, that's simply not true. In fact, the fact checkers prove that. But I can tell you as a former police officer, I don't know that I ever arrested someone for simply being a user of marijuana. Now, a user who had, you know, several pounds of it with an intent to distribute, they do get prison time. But someone who is smoking marijuana does not get prison time. They are running loose with the facts. By legalizing marijuana and promoting its use, we will fill our prisons with more people because it's a gateway drug and it leads to other antisocial behaviors. All right, I just wanted to talk about that. I think it's important that we are informed, knowledgeable of what's happening, and I do encourage you to watch these presidential debates, not just the Republicans, but the Democrats, and know what is at stake. Be informed, be involved. Let your faith in Jesus Christ direct how you vote and how you are engaged. All right, folks, we're out of time for this week. I again encourage you to visit the website, TonyPerkins.com. You can be informed and we'll give you action steps if you sign up for our alerts here at the Family Research Council. Again, that website, TonyPerkins.com. I leave you once again with the encouraging words of the Apostle Paul found in Ephesians 6, where it says, when you've done everything you can do, when you've prayed, when you've prepared, and when you have taken your stand, by all means, keep standing.
The weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you've heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can help support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our new watch line at 1-866-372-7234.